You, Linda Peterson. And you, Kirk Johnson. I need some help with a very important client package in my office. Don't dawdle. This is an urgent matter and it demands your attention. Leave the office party for the fools. I called you two in here because you are the only two competent enough to handle what is about to be done. Before we begin with the work, I require you both sign these NDAs because the information I'm about to share is extremely sensitive. Don't bother reading the fine print, it is all legal. Just initial throughout and sign on the dotted line. Obedient, aren't you? You would do anything if it meant a promotion, wouldn't you? Nod your heads. Don't be cowardly about your ambition. I don't deal with cowards. I don't fuck them either. Good. Now that these are safe and sound, the fun can finally begin. I have had my eye on the both of you all quarter, watching the two of you exchange heated glances, even fervent touches, brushing up against one another in the copy room. I know you're fucking. Don't bother denying it. It's against company policy to go without disclosing intra-workplace personal relationships. I considered going to HR. Then I considered this line of action instead. I suffer a rare case of sex-induced amnesia after the both of you fuck my brains out. You're not going to get a better offer than this. I'm in a giving mood. 'Tis the season and all that BS. So quiet all of a sudden. What are you too scared of me? Of the power play? Of just how hot it makes you? From here on out, you are no longer Linda Johnson, Junior Analytics Rep, and Kirk Peterson, Assistant Head of Communication. You are Thing One and Thing Two, respectively. You will receive better names when you earn them. Thing One, sit in this chair and spread your whore legs for us. Thing Two, get on your knees between her legs. Good girl. Oh, I can already see how wet your slit is. I bet you do this while sitting at your desk thinking about Thing Two's big hard cock, don't you? Answer me, Thing One. Yes, I know a whore when I see one, and those wet holes are in need of stuffing. Thing Two, take her panties off. Now put them in her slutty little mouth. We can't have her moaning and getting us caught, can we? HR's just down the hall. No. Can't have that. She looks so pretty gagged with her wet panties, doesn't she, Thing Two? I think so. Maybe I'll make you come into work with your panties in your mouth, sucking on them all day until you come into my office and spit them onto my desk. Oh, we are going to have some fun next quarter. Good thing these glass walls have blinds. Now stuff her soaking hole with your tongue, Thing Two. Reach as far into her as you can, clutching that rolling chair and using your strength to stroke her G-spot. Good boy. Soon you'll be making me moan straight into Thing One's wet pussy. I bet you'd love that, wouldn't you, Thing Two? I asked you a question. You will respond through your mouthful of pussy, Thing Two. Good boy. I know you're going to love it. Working at your desk next quarter, hearing the shuffling in my office, the blinds drawn. But you know what's happening. That I'm in here fucking our little slut senseless. Maybe I'll keep her little cunt under lock and key, and you can only have access to it when you've been a very good boy. If only you could see how pathetic you both look right now. Oh wait, it seems I have my smartphone camera right here. This is an incriminating scene, isn't it? I suppose to keep my mouth shut and these photos out of the inbox of every single member of this company, you will have to do as I say. I can see how you love this type of sexual extortion. To feel helpless in my perfectly manicured hands. My moaning little sex toys. Now, I don't need to bring a mini vibrator to work. I can just use you, little pocket rockets. Enough of that. I want my chair back. Get up. Thing one, you will clean that mess up later. Bent over while we take turns stuffing your gaping holes. Thing two, pick our slut up and bend her down over the desk. Yeah. Spread her whore legs for us with your foot. Good. Now, take a binder off from the floor and give Thing One a good hard spanking. Ooh. Ah. Oh, yeah. You've been begging for this punishment all night, haven't you, Thing One? Running around this office party in your slutty, slitted skirt. Walking around the workplace with your tits so perky and perfect. Another spanking for her, Thing Two. Oh, yeah. How hard are you, Thing Two? I don't want you to tell me. I want you to show me. Very good boy. You've been such an obedient little sex slave. I think I will reward you with some more holes. But first, turn our Thing One slut around and rip that shirt off. Pop those buttons. Yes, just like that. With your sexy brute strength, I bet you could break my desk fucking her. Well, you're about to. Now let's get those slutty tits out. I know you've always wanted to show me them, Thing One. I know Thing Two wants to watch me punish your nipples. But for now, as a treat, he's going to suck on them until they are red. Suck, Thing Two. Ugh, yeah. Good boy, Thing Two. Now stuff her holes. Fuck her on my desk. Fuck her so hard you break the desk. You make a mess of our slut. One she will lick up. In fact, you both will clean my office with your tongues. Blindfolded. After I've finished with you both. I'll watch. And maybe I'll let you watch me fuck myself for you. Oh, God, yeah, fuck her. Just like that. Harder. Deeper. More. Or else I go straight to HR. Fuck yes, my little sexcretaries. You're mine. I own you. I own your lives. You will come into work and fuck for me all day long. Oh, yes, you will. Fuck yes. Because I'm your boss and I own your slutty whore bodies. Fuck, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Oh, God. Oh, I'm gonna come. Fuck. Yes. Yes. Oh. Yes. Yes. Oh.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.